Blog Talk Radio.
Hot hand. Hey, what you got? Let me see. Bend over, shake that ass for me. Hey, what you know? She drop it low. I make it rain, watch them dollars hit the flow. Hey, what you got? Let me see. Bend over, shake that ass for me. Hey, what you know? She drop it low. I make it rain, watch them dollars hit the flow. I'm in love with a stripper, no T-Pain.
No.
I hit the club with clouds and make it rain. And my people in here, no shot. We buy bottles, drink it right about it, yeah. All rooms on deck. Yeah, I talk cash shit, cause I can cash that check. And you know the gang, I represent B-T-O-G. For the D-U-M-B, this is how we get it, yeah. Watch mommy shake it for me. You know she drop it low. The way she bouncing got me all off in the zone. Ass fat, titties perfect. The more I talk, she working for me. When she working on the pole, hey, this is what I tell her. Hey, what you got?
Let me see.
Bend over, shake that ass for me. Hey, what you know? She drop it low. I make it rain, watch them dollars hit the flow. Hey, what you got?
Let me see.
Bend over, shake that ass for me. Hey, what you know? She drop it low.
All right, baby.
I make it rain, watch them dollars
mouth
hit the flow.
Taylor in the club, got them bottles on deck like a seller, buddy, man.
I'm the crowd favorite, I am the crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
I be passing out these hundreds like a proud teacher.
Yeah.
When the money come, the money goes. You only live once, but I was sold. So why should I hold these Benjamins, all these Franklins? Especially when it's lights, camera, action. I'm making a movie. I need a freak chick to co-star. Baby, I'm hung like them co-star. Hit me, girl. Shorty, you know what it is. Now it's time to clock in, cause I'm about to handle biz. What you got?
Let me see. Bend over, shake that ass for me. Hey, what you know? She drop it low. I make it rain, watch them dollars hit the flow. Hey, what you got?
Let me see.
Bend over, shake that ass for me. Hey, what you know? She drop it low. I make it rain, watch them dollars hit the flow.
We're good. We're good. What's cracking, man? Y'all already know what's set, man. Y'all already know what time it is, man. Y'all already know we got Rockin' with your boy, Mr. A.K.A. Y'all know what I'm giving y'all, man. 10 hottest songs on my radio show. OG Radio Top 10 Countdown. Y'all already know what we do, man. Countdown the top 10 songs that y'all be wanting to hear on my show, man. OG Radio, man. That's what we do. Shout out to my boy, Hot Hands, man. Intro song, What You Got? He definitely hot dude, named Seth Splinter. Plus, he will be hosting the first annual Breast Cancer Awareness and Hip Hop Party February 25th from 5 to 9 o'clock at the Beauty Bar. That's 144 West Chicago Ave, man. Come out and support this great event, man. Like I said, host by my boy Hot Hands. Your boy, yours truly, your boy Miss AKA Radio will be in the building. Broadcasting live, doing what we do, man. And we not just broadcasting, playing music, man. We're going to be having a lot of people come through. We're going to be talking to a lot of people that, you know, with the Breast Cancer Awareness Team, with the Why Me representative. They're going to be in the building. A lot of artists are going to be performing. I'm trying to get an interview with all these artists, too, man. And especially, I'm going to have the birthday girl. I'm trying to get her, you know, to sit down with me for a hot minute because, you know, it's going to be her birthday. Miss Mia gonna be doing her thing, whole nine. So definitely come out and support not just me, but a great party because we do cancer awareness thing for the whole That's the theme of the party. First, a couple of people get gift baskets. It's going to be a raffle for gift baskets. Basically, that's what the whole thing is. What we doing, we got going, man. So definitely,
that's going to be in hot hands, and everybody's going to be involved in this event, man. Because we're going to have a lot of, when I mean a lot of fun, we have a lot of fun with this. All right? We're going to do what we do, man. We're going to have fun with this, man. And if everybody comes out and supports, you know, what's going on, all right? So really, what we're going to do, we're getting to the music. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, yeah. Right now I'm getting to the number 10 joint, which is my girl Kiki Valentine, which is astronomical. Y'all check this out. OG Radio. Y'all know what it is. Top 10 countdown. Let's go.
Right now I'm an asteroid. Soon I'll be a planet bear. Smoke about 10 clouds on the road. 5 miles at the top, like on that Taylor shit. But I'm sure as hell not Beyonce. And please don't call me Jesus. Jesus, the way now go. When the stars of the flow, these dudes don't have a seat. And the dudes don't have amnesia. Forgot where they put their wifey. Well, I'm coming out of Jags who are feeling class, yo, no killing me's unlikely. Kiki D, there's no one like me. Just came back from Miami life. Cause I got more power than the avatar. You can call me that binary type. I'm a supernova that's ladylike. Better go grab my Armani. Please don't forget my Mac. And sprinkle some refreshers. My band loud like a Meraki. These hoes can barely function. Cause they told me in Atlanta with my white girl. And it's like a new love in London, London, London. Like, so, I mean, like, innovative. Like, she's just so, I love her. Like, I download all of her songs. Like, over here in the UK, like, we love
her. Hey, man, it's your boy Residue, man. Kiki Valentine. Hey, y'all better watch out, man, because she's going to throw some bows at y'all, you feel me? Best female rapper.
Hey, man, get the fuck out of here, man. If you ain't fucking with Kiki V, I don't know what the fuck you doing, man. You need to get the fuck out of here, man, for real.
Fellow Americans, this is Barack Obama. Now, if you're not listening to Kiki Val, then I don't know what you're doing. Michelle, can you pass me that CD? Thank you. God bless America. And follow her on Twitter at Kiki Val, KEKEIVAL. God bless America. God bless America.
F.O.E. Rattling.
When I see him, deuces to the BM, then I can't grasp it all. Ain't no need for
as I stick shift the clutch. Let her hear that motor open. I'm laughing, that's the same bitch Sam and Campbell motorboated. I feel for the nigga that'll put a ring on her. She a super stupid, sucky, fucky, clean head hunter. And that's where we differ. I don't like to give her more than what she asking for. Remy and the good sir. It's Henny when she with Nitty, depending on her prefer. Cause when she with Brock, you know his party just a little herb. Steve a bottle popper, into the night it's just a gift serve. Rock will probably pop after that Howard Dennis the curve. That's what she deserves. We call her the mixer. She calls him the mister. He calls her the miss in. See, I notice the difference. He give her the kiss in. I give her the dis in. But I won't give her no more. I'm a hustler on the block. Pack that on all. So play me never soft. Nigga, whatever. I was out here on the grind. Money on my mind. Why niggas wasted time? Nigga, whatever. I done fucked a nigga broad. Showed her how to ball. And he ain't learned at all. Nigga, whatever. So it's fucking when I see him. Deuces to the BM. Then my team grasping on.
Massimo.
Yeah.
Yeah, as y'all can see, man, it's a lot of tension with this countdown, man. A lot of new people cracking the countdown, man. So that's just a show of people and a fan base supporting them, man. It's very, very simple, very, very easy, man. All you got to do is mention me and the artist that you're voting for to get that song on the countdown. More votes you get, the higher you get up on the countdown. Self-explanatory. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically how it's going, man. And I'm getting back to the countdown. This is the number. This is my boy, Steve Priestman, with one more featuring Queen Kimmett. OG Radio Top 10 Countdown, man. Let's roll. Yeah.
right. Nigga, this side night. Shorty rolling the piss. They go to fifth. We all right. We do it all night. Until the club close. Then I dip. Hopping the whip and ripping the snub nose. No, I hug those like a first cousin. Last nigga to dash, but I'm the first busting. First cuffing. The mama bad as hell. Low key, she looking at me. You probably mad as hell. But it's all good. Cause I'm not a hater, but I can get it right now, niggas. I'm not a waiter. Know that. Maybe later I dip, throw in the flash. Headed to the tip so I can go in the stash. I laugh, then I get back to it. Sip yak fluid with strippers with that Kit Kat show on you. It's that bro, and beware, cause the bears in here. We on the wall with it, hating up tears in here. Damn, homie, I'm so toe. I don't think I ever wanna drink no more. I don't think I ever wanna smoke no more. Well, fuck it, my nigga, you can roll up one more. We in the club.
Damn, homie, I'm so cold. And I don't think I'm ever gonna smoke no more.
Yeah, that right there was the number six one more featuring my boy C Priest and Queen Kemet. Right now, if we get to number five song, it's number five song. It's on everybody. Everybody relax this song. A lot of people say this song is more than just a song because I mean, got them through some things right there. Hey, you know, this is what I do, man. People connect to the show, connect to what they want to connect to. Right now, if we get to number five. This is my good God, it's true. Live right here, OG Radio. Y'all already know what it is, man. Let's go.
I'm down with you, my boo. your way that my love was directed, showing me all of you. I see my reflection, letting me be free, giving all of me. Can't believe that this is true. Gotta thank for you. Gotta tell my mama that true love and came true. I don't care what nobody says about you, because it's true. It's true.
Yeah, I'm finna get into the number four joint, which is my boy E Jules with I'm the Man. Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Mr. AK, OG Radio, doing what I do more often than not. Having more fun than a little bit. That's what I do, you know what I'm saying? Who do you want? Who are you? Who are you?
Tamia.
Tell the people you say hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Standing with my uncle.
What am I doing?
Talking.
What am I doing? Do my radio show?
Yep.
My hottest?
Mm-hmm.
Say it. Uncle Diz is the hottest.
Uncle Diz is the hottest.
Because I hold it down.
Because
I hold it down.
Because he hold it down.
All right. You want to say something now? Baby.
I love my daddy.
Dude, what y'all do today?
We went to Chuck E. Cheese.
Did your daddy get on any rats? Huh?
No.
Daddy didn't get on no rats.
No.
Did he play the little kid game?
He played
the little kid game?
No, he played football.
He played the football game? So he kept a hood.
Mhm. And I had 128.
So what you spend it on?
And a piece of candy.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. That is the little kid report from my niece. And I'm getting to the number four joint with E. Juice, the man. Mr. AKA with the princess to be a live OG radio yard doors.
Bottles up, fit it low. I'm throwing money. She hit the flow. I blow my money at a faster rate. Hey, I jag money. Masturbate. Watch on. I'm shit teen. Skinny jeans. My kicks mean. Can wear skinny jeans. My credit card slim. See anything I want, I black card them. I see him looking while I'm living, I am on it.
On it.
And life is short, rest in peace to Gary Coleman. I'm versatile, don't question him. You pussy do the same shit, lesbian.
I swear I love my girl, she's a lesbian. She go and get them bad bitches, let me go to bed with them. Please don't act, no, please don't act, cause no, I am not sharing them. We go around in circles with each other, call us Ferris wheels. I'm in this bitch, tampon, I'm in this bitch, like I live here, see they can't see a nigga, now watch them shift gear, I'm outta here, you see the dust, they catching who, I'm speeding up, I'm versatile, don't question him, you pussies do the same shit, lesbian, I swear I love my girl, she's a lesbian, she go and get them bad bitches, let me go to bed with them, and please don't act them, please don't act them.
Girlfriend with us, so oh yeah, we share her.
Right.
And you know I love the way she rocks the era. Hey, I'm versatile. Don't question him.
Nah.
You pussies do the same shit. Lesbian. I swear I love my girl. She's a lesbian. She go and get them bad bitches. Let me go to bed with them. And please don't ask, no, please don't ask. Cause no, I am not sharing them. We go around in circles with each other. Call us Ferris wheels.
Yeah, still ain't doing what I do. Trying to just can't take over the show, but I ain't gonna let it.
Yeah. Bring it back.
Anyway, y'all already know what it is. It's with Mr. AKA OG Ray. OG, we do what we do the best, man. And right now my phone is currently stolen by our 7-year-old. Because she just ran out my room when I was out there. Right now, man, I'm going to go ahead and get into the topic of the night, you know what I'm saying? The topic of the night, I ain't even have one, you know what I'm saying? I just let the people do whatever they want to. And like Friday, you know, today I just let somebody, whoever came to me with a topic, gave me a topic, man, and that's what we run with. So like I said, shout out to my correspondent, my co-anchor, Lauren, always giving me some good topics, always keeping everything fresh and on the real, on a 103 scale. So right now, man, y'all give it up for my girl Lauren doing what she do on the topic of the night. What's up with it?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's good?
I'm chilling.
I'm chilling. All right. Trying to keep a little chat entertained at the same time. It's hard work.
Cool. So you want to tell your guests what's the topic of the night? Or should I start?
Go ahead. It's your topic, man. I'm giving you the flow. Go ahead and do your thing.
Okay. For all the guests on OG Radio, the topic of the night. Should we reinvent the Underground Railroad? Meaning, with so much racism going on and segregation through jails, poverty, employment, should we, as African Americans, reinvent the Underground Railroad from the slavery days? We had Harriet Tubman and all that. But a brief history of those that's listening and don't understand it, because we're dealing with issues that's serious in our society. And the point is I'm a prime example. I'm 25. Got a social and a bachelor's. Never went to jail. No child around. I'm a good candidate for a job, but I can't find a job. Why? I don't know. I mean, because I said it's racist. I really can't say. But the thing that I want to talk about is how to prevent the Underground Railroad. For the sake of the new generation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, chime in. Go on.
I feel exactly what you're saying, man, because a lot of times people don't really, like, honestly, for number one reason, I feel like people is, like, really sweeping this, the fact that it's still racist in my head. They still sweeping it underneath the rug, like, it really don't exist. Like, it's not around, or, like, it's getting better. But as soon as somebody say something out of pocket or racial to our race, everybody jumps back on this. Man, racism still alive. My thing is, my man Kanye West said it the best, man. Like, y'all can say whatever y'all want to about my man Kanye, but he said it the best. I don't care how y'all, you know what I'm saying, look at him, but honestly, he said it the best way anybody can say it. He said racism is still alive. They just be concealing it. And that's the truest form, whatever. Like, honestly, like I said, I know it's still out here, but he just hit it right on the head, man. But they can steal it so easy, so nice. But people don't really realize, if you look in the NFL right now, they had to make up a rule called the Rooney Rule, basically meaning that they have to interview a minority before they find out who they want to hire. So 9 times out of 10, they just doing it just, okay, let's just interview one of them and get. And people don't realize that. They're like, oh, man, the black dude got interviewed for a coaching job. It's like, no. They made it a rule saying that you have to, you know what I'm saying, you have to interview a minority. I don't mean you have to hire them for the head coaching job. You just have to bring them in, talk to them, and whatever, whatever. And I feel like that was, they were like, man, that's a good thing. No, that's not breaking barriers, man. Who says a black guy can't coach a football or a basketball or a baseball team? Who says a black person can't be the head or top of some type of business or any minority? It's not just us, man. I don't want to be, you know what I'm saying, just talking about us. And I'm just saying in general, you know, it's just period. You think somebody of a different race can't do a certain job or just that and the third. And it comes all the way back down to everyday life and everyday people. It's like you will see a certain amount of race be hired for a certain job, and then another certain amount of race hired for another job. And you look into, you know, where you work at, and you can see what areas of their strengths, and they hire for the race for the strength of what they need for that specific job. And for some people to be like, man, you know, it is what it is. No, it is what it is, man. It's still racism out here. And it's like what you talking about building the Underground Railroad. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, that's a smart thing, you know, to try to put people's minds on. It's like, you know, we had to have something like that to get where we are today. So that doesn't mean, you know what I'm saying, something like that is like, man, you have to do what you did to get here, to stay here. It's like ties in to, like, you know, people always say, you know, in relationships, man, you got to do what you did to get her. Same thing you got to do to keep her. It's like, that's the same thing. Like, same thing some people did back in the day to get us to the point where we would vote. They desegregated bathrooms and kitchens and basketball and all that stuff. We have to do the same thing, at least have the same principles, and be like, you know what, to try to change, you know what I'm saying, the U.S. and the way people thinking, we have to see, okay, what did they do to make us understand and make these other people change their minds about us before them getting to know who we are and what we stand for and what we about. So it's like, for you saying that, you know, we need to start building that, it's like, yeah, we do, but it's ways to go about it and ways to do it the right way, and there's ways to go about it and ways to do it that's the wrong way. We just have to make sure as a people that we make sure we find that right way of doing it, so it comes off in the right way and it comes off respectful and it comes off to the point where it's like, you know what, we're not downgrading, we're not disrespecting people. We just, you know, we see something that's wrong and we're trying our best to fix it without any great conflict. You know what I'm saying?
Right, of course. But see, the problem is, as I always say, it's a two-sided mirror in our society. Cool. Which means you're not giving Lil Wayne and Jay-Z and Gucci Mans and all them. Because honestly, what are they doing for the black community? They're disgracing us. Especially with Lil Wayne and his cool behavior. Then Gucci Man got this white girl on a collaboration track. The white girl just calling us niggas. Like, it's okay. So you got to
honestly, with that word, it's like we turned that word into something good. But as soon as somebody else uses it against us, we go right back into this whole, oh man, you can't say that, you can't do this, we can't. But
right.
And seconds later, we'll let somebody else call us that.
Well,
so it's like we got to be able to eat that. It's like we can't fight every single person that uses that word when we done flipped it and made it a good word. We have to find something, because that's the easiest way to get us hyped up and riled up, and that's the easiest way to get us hyped up and riled up. We still stuck on our own thing. They got the smallest things they use against us to make us, you know what I'm saying, act like quote unquote niggas. And it's like, okay, we gotta stop saying the word, or we gotta stop saying the word. It's like, no matter what you do, you can't stop anybody from saying whatever, unless you get them a $10,000 fine and 2 days in jail for saying the word to us. And that is everybody and their mom gonna be in jail. Everybody and their mom gonna be locked up. So it's like, that right there is, yes, that's bad, because it's a white girl saying where we ought to be like that and disrespecting us. But at the same time, it's like, okay, well, we have to find another way to make that not a big, dumb issue to when it's said by another race, we all go off the map and act a fool and ready to tear it up. It's like we have to find another way. And it's like, for those artists that, you know, like you said, the Gucci Mane, for that thing he doing, he not even thinking about how disrespectful the word is. Only thing he thinking about is them green papers. That's all he thinking about. And Lil Wayne, it's like, man, you can't fault Lil Wayne for what he's doing. He's doing what he want to do. There's no one to tell him right or wrong. It's up to us for us to tell our kids everything Lil Wayne do is not right. Everything Lil Wayne, he probably ain't did every single thing he said he done. So it's not up to those artists. They getting money. It's up to us to tell these other people that, hey man, look, it's okay to, you know what I'm saying, like somebody's music and respect it, but don't live and die by these people's lyrics, because they not even living and dying by their own lyrics. So for us to be trying to boycott, now we don't need to boycott these people. We just need to educate our kids better. You know what I'm saying? They're not doing nothing but making money. They're not killing out of community. We know it was our kids instead of us influence our own kids. So with that being said, it's like, no, seriously.
Seriously, that's bullshit.
That's
because I'm about to push you on some game.
I'm just saying, though, if that's the fact, half of the industry we should just erase. So basically, anybody that has a big following needs to be erased. Anybody that's, you know what I'm saying, everybody listening to.
That's why I forget rock and roll stars, too. Hey, they're equivalent of hip-hop stars. This is white. So let's not forget about that. But the truth is, you're saying the entertainment of these rappers is not influencing our kids. Yes, they are. Because Lil Wayne walking around with skinny jeans.
They are influencing our kids. But raising our kids has to tell them, like, okay, yeah, that's what they're saying, but they're not living that stuff. Because we let the kids listen to what they want to, but we don't, you know what I'm saying, we just, okay, fine. They influence my kids. Okay, so I ain't got to raise my kids. Whatever Lil Wayne do, whatever Lil Wayne say is golden. It's just like, if you ever think about it, listen to the Eminem track that he made the stance on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. That's a prime example of you letting artists raise your kids instead of you raising your kids. Every major artist is an influence on the kid. So what you mean to tell me is just because your child listens to this artist and that artist influenced them, you're not going to step in and tell them, like, okay, yeah, it's nice to listen to their music, but what they're saying and doing is still wrong. It's still up to you to say that. You know what I'm saying? Even if they is influencing our kids, yeah, they influence our kids, but at the same time, you got to tell your kids something. Your kids are going to ask questions. So you have to tell them, kids, what's right and what's wrong.
Hey, Peep Gang, I put 60% on the parents on what's going on with these children. Then I put maybe 20 on hip hop and 20 on the government.
I agree with you on that. I agree with you 100% on that.
So I mean, I can't say that they should take all faults. But at the same time, man, some of that shit Lil Wayne said he shouldn't be saying. Like shooting the nigga grandma. I heard that on Carter 3, all that shit that he be saying, he need to tone down his ears. Like real talk. And if the nigga learn the stuff, you right. They, you can't control what nobody say, because I mean women, they walk around talking about some I'm a bad bitch, and soon as you call them a bitch, they be wanna beat your ass.
See what I'm saying?
Real talk. But the point is, it is bigger issues than somebody calling me a nigga or something. The words don't hurt. The bigger issue is locking these young black males up over bullshit and not giving them a chance to reinvent their life. Meaning that you about to fuck them up with a little weed charge or whatever, and then that's going to stop them from going to school and getting decent employment when they get older and ready to strive again. Just because they messed up at 17 but haven't messed up again. Yeah, that's horrible. That's a real issue.
I agree with you.
That's
how
racism.
I mean, yeah, it is. I mean, you know, it's always going to be there, no matter what happens. I mean, we make progress. Yeah, we make progress, but at the same time, it's still racism out here. I don't care what nobody thinks. It's out here, man. So you're either going to deal with it, eat it, you know what I'm saying, find a better way, you know what I'm saying, to make your statement in this world without, you know what I'm saying, fighting the racism the right way and just doing anything the right way. That's the only thing I can tell y'all, man. It's like us complaining and trying to figure out what we need to do to stop them. What we need to do is figure out ways to, you know what I'm saying, strive and be better even with all this bull. So it's like the best way that, you know what I'm saying, make your statement is not by, you know what I'm saying, trying to fight these people and with this racism. It's like, man, succeed in life. And, you know what I'm saying, and strive to be the best you can be, whatever field, whatever you want to do in life, that's what you should be doing, instead of trying to, you know what I'm saying, worry about what somebody else is saying about you. Because the more time you spend wasting about who talking about you, who's saying this, who's saying that, less time you spending on doing what you need to be doing. So it's like, yeah, you get the chances in that. Yeah, you out here at the same time, all your whole focus.
You got a bad connection.
Huh?
You got a bad connection, it
sounds
like.
For me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I might not. I don't know.
So you telling me you like Lil Wayne?
I mean, I don't like all his music. But, you know, like I said, I get caught on it now and then, every song, every now and then, but I'm not even going to lie to you. It's like I've been more down on my, you know what I'm saying, Lil Wayne. Like right now, I can tell you right now what I'm listening to on my deck. Right now, I ain't going to lie to you, I'm listening to Wale, J. Cole, and my boy Trey the Truth. Like, I know a lot of people know who Trey the Truth is, but like I said, I listen to Dude Hot, man. Like I said, he talk about what he's doing, but he be on so many different subjects and levels to where I feel like, you know what I'm saying, dude got a real decent message, real strong message that he putting out here, man, other than just, you know, the normal. He really be talking about stuff that he go through, stuff that, you know, he do. And like I said, everybody different, but like I said, I like the way dude presents up on the mic, man. I like the way, you know what I'm saying, what type of stories he tell on each different track, because he do tell a story on each track, you know what I'm saying. Like I said, he got a song with Big Boy, Lupe Fiasco, Wiz Khalifa, Wale. You know what I'm saying? It's called I'm On. I like that track because, you know what I'm saying, the whole message is talking about, you know, how everybody on that track is basically an underdog
basically nobody was giving them a chance, and they came out and started doing their thing, and everybody wanted to be on them. So,
that's yeah. it.
So, like I said, a lot of people don't know who Trey the Truth is, man. Hey, definitely go check out my boy Trey. Go check out Trey the Truth's mixtapes, man. Dude is, like I said, dude hot, man. Like I said, J. Cole came on the scene. I really respect what he's doing because he's in a different lane than a lot of these artists right now. And Wale, man, like, there's not a lot I can say about Wale, man. Dude, a poet. Like, we don't have a lot of poets in the game, but Wale is a poet. Like, when you man rap, he's a poet. He's telling the story every time. You know what I'm saying? And he said he used to write a lot, so he got a lot of poetry in him. And it's just music, dude, real verse. He's real versatile. He can really get on basically any track he wants to get on. He doesn't have a limit to, you know, what track he can get on and which tracks he can't really touch. It's like he's very well-rounded as an artist, and that's kind of one of the dudes I really, you know what I'm saying, as I get back into me, you know what I'm saying, being an artist myself, you know what I'm saying, because I've been doing this radio show a lot. I've been, you know what I'm saying, running my label, you know what I'm saying, a lot of other stuff I've been doing lately. And, you know, and my artist, you know, me being the artist and kind of taking the back seat, not a bad thing, but it's like, you know, me, as far as being a businessman, it's more than just me being a rapper. And I really tell a lot of people that it's like, man, okay, you want to be a rapper, okay, what else? Like right now, you just can't say, oh, I'm a rapper. I mean, you have to have a lot of avenues to go into. And that's just what I've been trying to do for myself. And I encourage all these other artists that's doing music and doing everything else. It's like, man, have more than one lane that you win. And it's like, these artists, man, they do have different areas that they can get into. So, you know.
For sure.
But yeah, but I do feel what you're talking about, man. And like I said, I do appreciate, you know what I'm saying, you always come through and give me these topics, man, because... Like I said, we really be having some real, you know, some discussions on here, and I really do encourage everybody who go back and listen to my show later on to really pay attention to this segment, because there's some valuable information that a lot of people really need, and a lot of people won't take heed to it. They're just overlooking and trying to hear what artists I'm playing or whatever like that. Like, you know, take time to listen to, you know, say our top 10 countdown and really take a note to what we're talking about, man, because we do be having a lot of great topics. I know a lot of people did like my topic on the ladies did like the topic on my Valentine's Day, that's the thought count. And if anybody missed out my show on Wednesday, I'm going to tell y'all about, you know, I had the thing that I did with my Valentine's Day present to my girl. And she really liked the gift, and she really said the thought does count. So, fellas, it's not the money, the gift. It's how you present the gift. It's all about presentation, man. It'll tell y'all 100%, man. It's about how you present the gift to your lady or your girl, your wife, fiance, whatever it is. It's how you present the gift, man. It ain't always about the money, man, because I put a lot of time into this gift, man. And... I mean, y'all can laugh and say what y'all want to say, man, but I honestly put the gift together, man. And I'll tell you how it all, I'll break it down what I went and got. You know what I'm saying? I knew what her favorite little stuffed animal was a Tweety. And I kind of know, you know what I'm saying, her favorite colors. And I kind of know, like, what type of Disney princess and stuff like that she like and the type of candy she like. So what I did was got a bag, and then everybody know the little, the Valentine's Day card that you send your kids to school, and they got like 30 of them or 45 of them. I took a whole bunch of them, took four of them, and wrote on the back of them, does this start really counting? And then I put a whole bunch of her favorite candy around the bag and a heart, and then put a whole bunch of candy in the bag, then put the Tweety on the bag, up on the bag with the candy in it. So like I said, she really liked it. So I'm just trying to tell all my fellas, man, and all my guys that did go through and did what I told y'all to do, man. I salute y'all, man. And I got all great reviews back from all my boys. They told me that the lady really did appreciate it. And some of the guys said that, you know, them doing that really helped let their girl know how much they were cared about them, because they went out and put something together. They didn't just go out and try to buy some jewelry, buy some boots, buy some clothes, because that's typical. Everybody can do that. But
one thing about us, the men gotta understand, women, we so simple. We like your gestures and stuff. We really don't like $1 million diamond rings. I mean, a real woman.
that really loves you and like you, we prefer for you to do something from your heart, because it's going to be more sentimental and it's going to mean more than me just getting an expensive ring or something. So you're right about that.
And like I said, and like I said, I really did, when I put this out there at first, I was like, man, I really wondered. And I really was thinking like, man, what is this? You know, I'm really going to put this time into this gift and put it out there like this. And then everybody was looking at me like I was crazy. Everybody was like, man, you know, you're not, man. Wow, don't do it. I'm like, no, I'm going to do this, man. I have to do this. This is something I said I was going to do, so I have to do it. I got to see what's up with it. And honestly, I got the best answer I could ever get. And I'm kind of glad that I really went through and did it. You know what I'm saying?
So what was your answer?
She liked it. She said the thought does count because she liked the way I put the gift together and the whole nine. And then I did give her a second card countering the little kitty cards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the whole thing did work out in my favor. And like I said, a lot of my guys was like, man, really? I'm like, man, that's just me type person I am. I'm different. I'm not just going to just get to be the scapegoat and go back to some jewelry. You know, so I really sat down and thought about what could I do something different. Because I'm always that person to say, let me do something different. And I kind of did something different. So I'm kind of proud of the fact that I went through that whole night and I really sat down and thought about it. So, fellas, y'all hearing it from your boy, Mr. AK, man. I went on ahead and did it. The thought does count, ladies.
Well, Mr. AK.
Does count. So I won't ask this question again because I gotten the answer I was looking for. So, to some girls, the thought doesn't count. They're kind of gold diggers, and yes, they are. If they feel like the thought don't count, and you get a present that I did or have you put it together, and it's not enough, then you know where you stand at.
So, Mr. AK,
mm-hmm.
If you put the gift together for her, I got to ask a question.
What?
Did you get the kiss that you was waiting for?
The what?
Did you get the kiss that you was waiting for?
The kiss?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you deep into the complex, but let me just tell you that it counted. Ladies, it does. Yeah. For argument, the thought does count. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I ain't going to lie. I thought, ooh. I thought the thought didn't count, but it does. So, you know, it is what it is.
Well, I don't have to call you in tonight.
No. I don't want my book bit. Take one more book bit. All right, whatever. So yeah, the thought does count, sir. The answer I wanted, the answer I was looking for, and the answer I got. So hey, it is what it is, and like I said, y'all proved, ladies, my lady proved me wrong. So I don't know everybody else. A couple of my guys that tried this experiment with me, they said that, you know, they thought, you know, the lady's going to be tripping, but they really liked the gift, and they was like, so my goodness, can't believe you. It was more the fact that they took the time to put it together, then it was just handing us something at the last second. So like I said, y'all already know.
You put some thought in me and not no fucking money.
Right. So that's probably what it really was.
Some time, huh? Some little time, huh? To think about what made me happy, huh? My turn up. What turns me on. Mm-hmm. That's like when you're dealing with a woman. You know, women, after we get to know you and, you know, the intercourse has happened, 9 times out of 10, a woman will prefer for you to cook her some fancy meal and candlelight than for you to go to Ruth Chris or something like that and buy the meal.
I mean, every now and then that's good, you know. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then it's good for the fellas to go ahead and do a thing, do it like it is. But every now and then, you know, the guy... You know, I mean, honestly, every now and then, you know, a guy be like, man, you know, let me see if she can cook. That's my thing. You got to see if your fellas, you got to see if your lady can cook. You know, that's your main lady and that's the lady you're trying to be with, man.
You got to see if you know her whatever in the kitchen, man, because a lot of ladies don't. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm not trying to. I'm not bashing women. I'm just saying there are some women that do not know their way around the kitchen. Trust me. It both ways, man. You know, ladies do stuff to us to see where we stand on certain subjects, certain things, and we if we call that the one main. You know, you go through them things, ladies. Y'all put us through them same things. It ain't no bad thing, no good thing. It's just, you know, it is what it is.
Hold on, I got another caller.
Okay.
You say what? You say what? You say
yes, you see what's up with it? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back. But yeah, I'm finna get into this song. Don't go nowhere. I'm finna get into the number 3 song. My boy Mello the Gutter Man. Y'all already know what it is. Shout out to my boy doing big things, man. Y'all already know what it is. So I'm going to get to this joint. Come back. My co-host definitely doing her thing. Thanks for the topic of the night. Don't go nowhere. I'm finna have my countdown, all right?
All right.
Boy, yeah. Mellow the gutter man. Fuck a lap dance. I want my dick sucked.
Back louse. Big slut. Big lips. Big suck. Lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Her lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Back louse. Big slut. Big lips. Big suck. Lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. My lips so pretty, need my dicks up. Call me Young Money, Mac Main. All I want is head from a Miss Pac-Man. Get money, Kane. Yeah, we running things. All my niggas fly, we don't need a plane. Money over here, girl, come and get it. I'm from Chicago, yeah, that Windy City. So you can go ahead and walk it out. Cause if you ain't busting down, ain't nothing to talk about. 1, 2, this is what you do. 3, 4, pull my pants to the floor. 5, 6, suck on this dick. 7, 8, let me bust all in your face. Back close, big slut, big lips, big suck. Lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Her lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Back clouds, big slut, big lips, big suck. Lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Her lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. I like ass and titties, yeah, ass and titties. But if she ain't sucking dick, I ain't fucking with it. Flaws like the dentist, Nikki be in it. She get crazy with it, swallow, she don't like spitting. I love getting neck from all type of bitches. Grab it, jag it, strike it, suck it like you miss it. Gold Magnum rappers, mad you can't fit it. I give a long strokes and her body swimming. I took 2 sluts from the bar to the backseat of my car, and we all had a menage. 1, 2, this is what you do. 3, 4, pull my pants to the floor. 5, 6, suck on this dick. 7, 8, let me bust all in your face. Back louse, big slut, big lips, big suck. Lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Her lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Back louse, big slut, big lips. Lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Her lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Yeah, that was my boy. Mello the Gutter Man, lap dance, definitely hot song, that's what it is. Mello the whole Get Money Game, shout out to Twista and everybody out there doing what they do. Right now, I'm going to get into the top 2 songs, man. Before I get into the top 2 songs, I want to thank everybody who voted for
for these two artists, man. Definitely showed that they artists saw a whole bunch of love on Twitter, on Facebook, the emails they sent. And so definitely these two people really got a strong fan base behind them, man, strong team behind them, man. And I just want to tell them, man, keep doing my thing, man. I appreciate y'all trusting in me to play y'all music on my show. Listen to me, y'all keep sending me new music, new material, and y'all have the confidence in me that once I play it on my show, that everybody gonna love it, everybody gonna support it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gonna really check it out, get in tune with it, and a lot of people from other areas, not just Chicago, really be like, hey man, what's that song by such and such, or hey, I like that track by that person, or I really want to work with this person, I want to work with that person. So, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm finna go ahead and get to the number two song. My boy Sinatra, give it to me now, man. Y'all already know what it is. Your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. Let's go.
Look, I had a couple rounds, and I seen you in the crowd, and I really like your style. So I'm trying to take you down. Ain't no time to play around. Why would we go to the crib when you can give it to me now?
Give it to me now. Uh-oh. I'm feeling myself a show, baby. I don't wanna wait no more, so give it to me now. Uh-oh. Yeah, baby, you know it's on. I'm off this throne and I might not make it home, so give it to me now. The way you dancing on me, you might as well
give it to me.
I want that like you took it from me, girl.
Give it to me.
You might not understand. I know this might seem kinda weird, but I've been smoking. I want you now. Sipping on it, I don't care. Yeah,
break it down.
Ooh, you got me ready, girl. I love the way you work in the mirror. You're throwing it on me like you want it. Since we living for the moment, let's go dip off somewhere in here.
Yeah, we should dip off. Tattoo me with your lip gloss, cause I'm just trying to score. All you gotta do is kick off. The strong got me feeling myself. Rather be feeling you. So let's just get to work and skip the talk. This ain't no interview.
Interview.
We living for the moment, so it seems. But you know it's worth it, cause you felt it poking through the jeans. So give it to me now. You know what it is. Cause tomorrow isn't promised, but this orgasm
give
is.
Give it to me now. Uh-oh. I'm feeling myself a show, baby. I don't wanna wait no more, so give it to me now. Uh-oh. Yeah, baby, you know it's on. I'm off this throne and I might not make it home, so
give it to me now.
The way you dancing on me, you might as well
give it to me.
I want that like you took it from me, girl.
Give it to me.
You might not understand. I know this might seem kinda weird, but I've been smoking. I want you now. Sipping on it, I don't care. Yeah,
break it down.
Ooh, you got me ready, girl. I love the way you work in the mirror. You're throwing it on me like you want it. Since we living for the moment, let's go dip off somewhere.
See, my Patron shots are double. Now they got me singing double. So I'm thinking threesome.
Me, you, and your twin. Girl, that's trouble.
Uh-oh, uh-oh.
Ooh, you got me ready, girl. I love what you done done with your hair.
But when we finish, that shit gonna be everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere. And we can do it everywhere. Bathroom to the dance floor, it's probably better there.
I know I just broke one of your heels.
I'll get you a better pair.
Uh-oh, I'm feeling myself a show, baby. I don't wanna wait no more, so
give it to me now.
Uh-oh, yeah, baby, you know it's on. I'm off this throne and I might not make it home, so
give it to me now.
The way you dancing on me, you might as well
give it to me.
I want that like you took it from me, girl.
Give it to me.
You might not understand. I know this might seem kinda weird, but I've been smoking. I want you now. Sipping on it, I don't care. Yeah.
DNA. Gangsta.
Sinatra.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that was the number two joint. My boy Sinatra featuring Mike D. Man, you heard that song on Power 92 and other radio stations. Right now, I'm going to get to number one track. And like I said, this song been on my countdown for a minute. Like I said, a lot of people have been supporting this track, man. Been supporting her a lot and holding that, man. And I'm just proud to say that she even let me play the song on my show, you know, so a lot of times, a lot of people don't know what be going on my show, and a lot of these people on my honestly, I just shoot with some show right now, man. I personally, some of them I do, some of them I don't. A lot of y'all, but a lot of them I don't know. So really, a lot of these people, you know what I'm saying, I connect with them, you know, through Twitter, through Facebook, through friends, family. And I just want to say for this person, I really just met over the internet, not going to lie to y'all. And this person being supportive of my radio show, been sending me new music a lot, just tunes in, you know, checks me out. Even if it's just a retweet, you know what I'm saying? She definitely does her thing with the, me supporting OG Radio, man. And I'm surprised. I'm glad that we're able to support Go Getter and everything that she do, man, because, like I said, she's a hard worker person. I do support my city always, but I do support hard workers too, man. This person, we've been out here grinding. Just like all these artists on my top 10 countdown, man. That's the reason why they're on my countdown, man. They fans support them, they team support them. So that's the reason why this song is number one. Because it was a tight race, but at the end, man, her pulled it out, man. Like I said, she did her thing, man. Shout out to everybody that's on the countdown. Shout out to my boy Synopsis and the whole Game Set team. Dynasty, Knee Deep Entertainment, everybody over there doing their thing. Shout out to my girl Go Getter. And right now, if we're going to get to the number one song, my girl Go Getter, jump in. Y'all check it out. Top song on OG Radio Countdown. Y'all know what it is, man. Getting to the number one joint, man. Let's go.
Jumping. We got the hood. Jumping. We got the vibe. The radio. They won't stop, going up and down, cause this shit high, got 'em
jumping.
We got the hood,
jumping.
We got the block, the radio,
jumping.
They won't stop, going up and down,
jumping.
Cause this shit high, got 'em
jumping.
Yeah,
jumping.
Got 'em jumping,
trampoline. I'm so official, bitches. You know that be my team.
What I'm
we got 'em jumping in.
Yeah.
Double dutch.
What?
I call them sweet juices,
sweet,
so we can send it up.
It up.
These the hottest
jumping.
Shit. That's why they all so blue. We got 'em crazy jumping,
jumping.
No parachute.
Jumping.
I'm so get up. When I'm on the mic, I'ma play.
Jumping.
Put a little hat in my car for a little bit of ribbon, cause I like that dog.
Up like steroids, bubble like some damn beans and make it hit like asteroids. I was born a blaze of sage, now tell it to your tabloids. 2 years of rap fiend for 8, 12, and 16. 31 flavors, just as sweet like some ice cream. This a greasy takeover, drop and drunk, no hangover. Put me anywhere, watch me take it to the bank owner. Jumping is my middle name, rock and roll, no hall of fame. Welcome to the house of pain, where these bitches can't be tamed. Yeah, I'm the best at it. Smoke you like a crack addict. And every time I touch your face, they jump like some jackrabbits.
We got the hood. We got the block. The radio. They won't stop. Going up and down. Cause this shit high, got
'em.
We got the hood. We got the block. The radio. They won't stop. Going up and down.
Little ducky on these bitches, that's my money band. Carry so much bass, you would have thought I had a marching band. I don't need no referees, I don't need no mascots. I came to get it popping, keep it jumping. This is my block. Yeah, this that bang music, make them go insane music. They hear me on the radio, now they make a bang do it. She gon' get it done, go get her, go get it too.
Get
her.
I kill it when the beat drops. Get it, got the streets locked. I got them jumping up and down like they fucking feet hot. Juices on the track, we go. Flow cold, Eskimo.
Yep, that's definitely the number one joint. Shout out to my girl, Go Get Her, doing what she do, man. Oh, wait, my correspondent's still online. No, it's good.
Shit, chilling.
Okay, you still hanging out with me and chilling. I really appreciate that. Tell me.
For sure.
Yeah, like I said, I basically feel everything you're talking about with this topic tonight. I hope everybody, you know what I'm saying, really do tune in. Well, you know, the best thing about my show is if you missed it, you can always come back and listen to it. So, and I always get good feedback from my past shows and all the people that tune in, you know, when they got the chance to, because I know, you know, I'll be on late. But, hey, it is what it is. My time is my slot, you know, until further notice, you know what I'm saying? So I do appreciate everybody that tune in. Appreciate everybody you give me a topic for the night, or, you know what I'm saying, send me some music or whatever it is y'all do. We appreciate y'all. So keep doing what y'all doing, man. And all you us trying to get on this top 10 countdown, y'all already know what to do, man. You know, if y'all ain't on my, if y'all ain't on here, y'all should be on here. If y'all not on here, you know, not even on my show, you should at least submit me some music to the show. So, you know, you can start asking how to get on my show. It's very simple. Yeah. Anything else you want to add on for the people, man?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get back into my mix, you know what I'm saying, and keep killing them and doing what I normally do. I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, giving me my topic for the night and always, you know what I'm saying, giving me my topic and basically debating with me about these issues that are going in the world every day. And, yeah, that's what it is. All right,
cool.
All right, and I will be hollering at you later, man. So just get back at me when you can. And we're going to get, you know, just keep doing what we're doing. And, you know, we got some things up our sleeves for everybody. They don't know. But we're going to keep that under wraps till we get it in motion. But just let it be known we got some things coming up and everything like that.
Yeah, we got some stuff, some hot stuff coming up for the viewers for sure.
Yeah, that is what it is. And like I said, any other shout-outs you want to give out before you roll out, before I get back to my mix?
I just want to tell everybody, all the viewers, tonight, and, you know, keep God first in life and keep a peace of mind. And keep positive people around you and keep your vibrations up. And don't put money over nothing. Just use it for a tool of survival. You'll be good in life.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Appreciate that. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and get back into my mix. Y'all know what I do, man. It's your boy, Mr. AK, with my correspondent, Lauren, doing what we do, giving y'all these hot topics for the night. Man, we go ahead and get back into it. Y'all already know what we do, man. It's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio. And I'm going to knock y'all in the head with something. I don't know, whatever I feel like playing in about 5 to 10 minutes. So, really, don't even worry about what I'm finna play. I'll play whatever I want to play. But me, y'all can't ask whatever y'all want to play it. I'll do that too. But in the meantime, between time, I'll go ahead and give y'all this.
NBE became the party. Yeah. Street lights, entice the lights, the people who ride the rhythm. Spread claps, perhaps you should step in. Fully strapped, relax for the ride of your life. On the night, take flight, let loose 100 proof for you to get into. The cooling you, it's moving you, proving to be a melody eternally heard on every curb. Vertebrae, beat, body heat, keep rocking out. Kept it humble, should have stumbled on the floor, played it through, instead duped, froze, let it go, flowed in and out in the house, where people shout, it's all about, one beat, one retreat, keep
Super stride, no cloud nine, a good time to climax. We clap in unison, tuning in the same bat, chatting with the Apple ammo. Let it go, let it flow, let the sounds ground the sorrow. Tomorrow be better, never lose a smooth. Choose the good vibe, survive a new day. Strobe lights intense, commit to break it down. Found your groove, move to your beat, lift your feet. Do the talking, moonwalk like MJ in his heyday. Smooth criminal, killing subliminal down.
Turn up the volume for the summer jam. I want the whole world to feel feel this. Live from the Central Division, with the summertime sunshine sweeter than melons. At reunions and family picnics, we look towards the annual events. It's marked down on the calendar, cause I love when my family visits. The new age with historical tradition, the autumn is terrific, the spring beautify the earth. Too many blizzards in the winter, I love the summertime the most, cause it's easier to grind. It stays bright longer and it's easier to shine. In your coupe with big boost, the roof missing. It's a summertime effort, can you hear the truth? Listen to the summertime tune fitting, and drive on the waves, I'm feeling real groovy. Ride to the summertime music, ride to the summertime music. The summertime sunshine, the summertime heat, the summertime rhymes with the summertime beat. It's for the whole world of attitude, wave side to side, then turn up the volume. This the summer and the summertime riding in the summertime streets, the summertime sliding in the summertime freaks. This for the whole world to vibe to, wave side to side, then turn up the volume for the summer jam.
Compliments your frame. Look at your body, baby. Ooh. Yeah, rolling up some Dutchess, blowing on some Sheba, riding like a Cutlass, chilling with the Zeba. That's your bitch, I done must have caught amnesia, cause right about now, she don't really think she needs ya. Shaking like a seizure, playing with a cookie like a Keebler. Want me slow down, asthmatic, need a breather, believer. Told her cut it out like a cleaver. Lumberjack man, got the wood for your beaver. Deeper, deeper, what she say, deeper. Had the nurse in charge, try to find her off the Caesars. Jesus, dome like a Caesar. Why she got swiped like a visa? We high like a fever. Off that cannabis sativa, reefer. Body out this world, shawty banging like a speaker. We can stay home, girl, make a full feature. It is what you like. We can stay for the night. Come on. Watch out, cause you with it. Pussy by this car, I ain't scared to admit it. Is it me? No, it must be you and me. And what you do to me, that makes me do for you profusely. Truth be told, you be doing what these groupies do, which is cool, but surprising you do what groupies don't, which is exercising my mind to stimulate in conversation each and every time. No exaggerating, make up your mind. Or should we play it by ear? Hop in the spaceship and fly. Pull the clock out, my wilder than spend time. Since time is money, then hop up on the pole, baby. Shake with your mama then. Hey, you know I'm crazy, saying anything to make your lips bend. But listen, I'm all in, hit my chips in. But how the cards play out, like how the stars lay out, it's all meant. Need I mention, it's up to you.
Villains don't affiliate with X-Men. Just know, if my homie don't get married round here today, baby girl, I'm still the best man. And your presence is a blessing. And I love your brown skin complexion. And I love how you looking at me with them gorgeous eyes when I got your attention. And you got mine. We be in it so deep, I run stop signs. Driving like I do not drive. But it don't matter, cause I'm trying to stop time and keep what we got prime. We can sleep when you down the ride. That's why I keep you by my side, cause you down for mine. And you know I'm down for yours, even if you ain't have a cause. Still give you what you want, like Santa Claus.
And listen, I got my head straight, trying to make love to this money till the bed breaks.
This is deeper than music, that's why your head nodding. What I'm saying is real and you can hear it. When I die, I pray to God that my spirit go to music. If I go before my mom's, I just pray that she don't lose it. I feel like crying tears in this damn booth. It hurts you because you know it's the damn truth. I'm taking off and ain't coming back to earth again. Me and my pencil and my pad, we make the perfect friends. Yeah, I sin, but tell me who doesn't. You hating on me, but you really love it. I never understood why the good dies young, and why the hell these niggas from the hood getting sprung over women that put it down but said they got a man and told you to leave them. That was a one night stand. You don't keep it G and it's obvious. You said he's trying to call her, but she with a man, so she ain't picking the phone up. You guys couldn't be serious, you all queers. You following other niggas and they ain't even your peers. I'm doing good as far as my life goes. You be on that bull forever, life rolls. I be working hard all night and it shows. Exactly why these women on my back like clothes. You sleeping on me, I hope you piss in the bed. Nigga, fuck you, with a gold condom on your head. If rap don't work, I'm back to school in the books. Cause the ladies love a nigga that's smart with good looks. I don't gotta try hard, that's why I smile in every picture. The ladies see my teeth in a tripod. My God, look what I've grown to be. Sneaking to the top, I think these hating niggas on to me. Foot on a ladder, these cowards steady pulling. Fire in this booth and this mic stand wooden. You couldn't walk a mile in my shoes, nigga, your feet small. Blind man walking, so I don't see y'all. And as I question my premonition and listen, these bitches don't get it, so my heart is out of commission. And life move fast when you wasting it. And I be chasing this money, you chasing basic chicks. Spending every dollar, knowing I should save it. And most of these women is foul, like a flagrant. Nick, hey Bugs, holla at them.
What my life like is deeper than a sewer. I'm a nightmare, don't be sleeping on a Kruger. People say I'm beefing and they keeping that I'm cooler. You notice that these creatures turn evil for the moolah. Exactly why I'm lethal, I be keeping on my Ruger. I hang with a gang full of people that'll shoot ya. Thanks to the haters, they be keeping up the rumors. Got a fella feeling stronger, flip your feet into my Pumas. I'm on point like a teacher with a ruler. Yup, time ticking and the day fly. I must find another way to get my kick high. Can a fella live his life, brother, may I? Have a 7 to 6, like AI. A warm bed, a pretty lady to lay by. Life's a chick sometimes, no, I can't lie. But I got my tongue and a pussy and it tastes fat. My pride holding my tears, mama, I can't cry. I can sniff a weak nigga in a fake guy. If I click and squeeze trigger, then your face fry. So stop whooping out your lips like you can't die. They say they leaving the mark, homie, no way. I ain't touching that wall until that paint dry. All the critics that slept on me awake now. Then my knockers over there, yeah, they wait fly. They get money, sip liquor and stay high. Hit honey, spit gripper, so say hi. And you know I keep the burner cause I'm not going in your girl's throat like the kernel in the popcorn. Walk around your house tank top with my socks on. Later I'll be walking through the hood when the block warm. Laxing in the cut, making sales like a hot song. I'm speaking from the heart cause my top's on.
Yeah, y'all already know what it is. I'm still in the midst of my countdown, whatever y'all want to cut, but still doing what I do. Still taking my dang old head down. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, it's getting rough out here. Really? You gonna laugh like that? Alright.
What up?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Nothing much.
You up to besides beefing me in the morning?
Oh my God, it's been a busy day for me. For one, earlier today I had to go to the doctor to get injected with this fluid that made my expanders bigger. But that's another situation. So after that, I had to go to all these different stores to go and get this stuff for the first annual breast cancer awareness event. So It's been a real, real busy day, and I'm up now pressing T-shirts.
For real? What kind of T-shirt? Do I get to wear them on? Do I get to wear them at the party?
No, I thought you was coming sexy.
I am.
Right, so you don't have to wear a T-shirt then.
I'm coming in. I know anybody will be dressed like me, though.
Right, so shut.
For real? You been snapping at me lately, like, appreciate that.
Anyway, so I'm very, very excited that everything is coming together. Miss Illinois will be there. I heard Jesse Jackson will be. No, Jesse Jackson Jr. will be there. I heard that the Crusaders newspaper and the Defender newspaper will be there. My phone has been ringing off the hook all day with people telling me that they're coming to my event.
Mm-hmm.
This is turning out bigger than what I actually thought it was going to be. So I'm very, very excited. I'm getting these gift baskets together. I've gotten a lot of donations from different companies, which I am very, very grateful for, which I would love to thank Chili's, the Hard Rock Hotel, the Hammond Boxing Club, Elite Pampering, Borg Salon. Like, a lot of people have been donating just items and gift certificates to raffle off at the event. Also, thanking all of my artists, such as I'm not going to name all of them because there's so many of them. Sinatra's, of course, Loch Ness Monster, L Street, Diggy Dolce, oh my God, Jovan Reynolds, my host Hot Hand, who is coming up from Columbus, Ohio, just for my event. So I'm actually honored that he is actually doing this just for me. And OG Radio, who will be hosting live.
Yeah, we're doing be in the bit of doing me, you know.
Yeah, we're going to have a special show on a Saturday night.
Yeah. So, be dressed and impressed. And my godmother, the one that had cancer too, she said she's coming. She confirmed me this is coming. My other auntie, she said she wanted to come and check out the whole event too. So, you know, she's not coming for me. She said she don't even care what I'm doing there. She's not about me. So.
Okay. Cool. That's great. So if Mr. AKA has not been promoting my event on his show for the past couple of weeks.
I did on Facebook. Yeah. I did before I started the show today. Mm-hmm. I did. And I had to be doing it on Facebook.
Okay. Well, it's the first annual breast cancer awareness hip hop event, which will be at the Beauty Bar on February the 25th, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. The address to the Beauty Bar is 1444 West Chicago Avenue, and that is in Chicago. If you have any questions, you can call me, Mia, at 866-695-1112, extension 1. Or 219-218-4053. And I think that's about it.
That's what's up.
I think that's about it. I'm just actually very, very tired right now. Like, very, like, I took a nap when I came home. I went to bed at, I'd say, about 8 o'clock. No, 7 o'clock. And my phone just kept ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing. So I think about since 11 o'clock, I've been awake, pressing T-shirts. And then it crossed my mind, like, today's Friday. Oh, shit. OG Radio's on. Let me go to my room and turn and call him. Make sure I plug the event before. Because, you know, well, I got 3 more shows to plug it anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I am about to sit my tail down somewhere, post this picture on Facebook of the T-shirts, So I'm gonna let you get back to your music, and I'll talk to you later, little brother of mine.
I'm ready. All
right, love you. Bye.
Yeah, I have so many people that love me, and I love them too. Even day in my bed, halfway asleep, we're still all good. So I love y'all too. Sleeping in my bed, taking over, and it's all gravy. It's, you know, having fun, like always. Sometimes I just look through my thing and I realize, what do I want to play? And I got so many artists that I can play on my show. I played it already. Let me play it again. Really? Okay, look, check this out. I just got a request that I have to play this song yet again, right? I'm going to play it, right? Because everybody want to hear it. So, this song was requested by this light-skinned person laying in my bed. And she got a cold. I'm not going to get this. I might take the whole 11 minutes. All I'm saying is somebody got the koala and they laying in my bed. And if I didn't love them, I'd be really pissed right now that they got a cold and they laying in my bed and I just got over the stomach virus of death. It's cool, though. Something gets its girl, Candace, it's true. Oh, my God. I can't believe you did that. But shit, I got sleep in that bed, so I ain't worried about you. You infecting the shot. I'm tripping. Anyway, y'all get this song right here.
I'm down with you, my boo. I'm down with you. was very comfortable.
That's what I did. Oh, man, that was funny. Anyway, I am finna get out of here. Before I get out of here, man, I appreciate all the artists, everybody supporting the show, everybody supporting my team, OGNT. Y'all already know what it is. Team, that's the label, that's the fam. I got an announcement for y'all. I gotta go back to Facebook, Twitter, whatever the heck it is. Some book. Whatever it is. Anyway, come on. Hey, great. Thank you. All right, check it out. March 1st, I will be at the 144. Check it out. March 1st, OG Radio will be broadcasting live. Because I'm beast. I'll punch you in the back of the head. Anyway, March 1st, Insane Entertainment invading Platinum 144 with the Twerk Team. And DJ V-Dub, you know what I'm saying? Five birthdays, six performers, $3 shots of Ciroc, free before 10:30. That's what's going down March 1st. Your boy, Mr. A.K.A. OG Radio, will be in the building broadcasting OG Radio Live. So come through, get interview artists, get interviewed. Oh, now we're trying to put some artists on the... trying to get artists on the countdown, trying to get artists on the show, trying to get y'all a networker. So March 1st, if you ain't doing nothing, come out to the Platinum 144 Club with Twerk Team, DJ V-Dub, five birthdays, six performers, $3 shots of Ciroc, ladies free before 10:30. Y'all already know what it is. Your boy, Mr. A.K.A. OG Radio, will be in the building broadcasting live. I'm kicking with your boy, man. We're going to be doing it big. Shout out to my boy, Tremaine, whole main thing, entertainment. His whole crew. Only guy can judge me. Check them out. We're going to be in there performing, doing anything. I'm finna get out of here because I need to get braided up because I can't go outside tomorrow if I don't get the thing braided. You're looking like a crazy wild child. Anyway, finna get out of here, man. And I shout out to my whole team, OGNT, man. Y'all already know what it is. Thank y'all for putting up with me always, because I know I'm the toughest person to work for and with. So I do appreciate all y'all help, everything y'all do for me. And y'all already know what it is. Every time I step outside, man, I do it for the team. And like I said, end all my shows, man, do what you love, man. Love what you do, and the rest, take care of yourself. I'm out of here. It's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. I'm about to get this head braided up real nice. And and everything else like that. So I will holler at y'all on Monday, which will be doing more broadcasts, most everything, promoting this breast cancer awareness and hip hop party. Which really is, should just be called Nia's birthday party, breast cancer awareness hip hop extravaganza, because she are acting like nobody realized this is gonna be her birthday party too. She's trying to stand it off, but I'm put it out there because I can. So, I'm out of here, man. I will get it all on Monday. Catch me on Twitter, at MrAK38. I have so much to talk about, and it's extremely funny as hell. And I will get at y'all, man. Right, y'all be safe, man. If y'all outside, be easy, be safe. And don't drive drunk, all right? Don't do that, all right? And wrap it up, always. Wrap it up. I'm out of here, man. I get it, y'all.